This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasad with the news, the headlines first. Communist Party Nepal decides to nominate Agniprasad Sapkota for the post of House Speaker. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba says as MCC is the ever largest US assistance proposal for Nepal, it should not be allowed to go back. Silence period for National Assembly elections to start from midnight today, and world leaders pledge not to interfere in Libya's ongoing civil conflict. Now the news in detail. The Nepal Communist Party has decided to nominate Agniprasad Sapkota for the post of House Speaker. Talking to media after the meeting of the Central Secretariat held at the Prime Minister's official residence yesterday, Party General Secretary Bishnu Powder said the party decided to nominate Agniprasad Sapkota as a candidate for the post of House Speaker. Earlier, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and Nepal Communist Party Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda had agreed on the nominating Sapkota to the post of House Speaker. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba has extended support to the Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, the U.S. proposed development initiative, saying it is good for Nepal. Speaking at a press meet organized by the press union at Tulsipur Dang yesterday, the former prime minister and main opposition party leader claimed the MCC was the ever largest US assistance proposal for Nepal and it should not be allowed to go back. He said the MCC agreement reached between the Nepal and the US government was aimed to increase investment and accelerate the pace of economic development in Nepal. Silence period for the National Assembly election will start at 12 p.m. tonight. The Election Commission has stated that the silence period will start 48 hours before the election period to make the election free and fair. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence Ishwar Pokhrel praised the Unification Path program put forward by the Nepal Army. The Nepal Army has advanced the initiative so as to contribute to the promotion of the country's tourism. Speaking at a concluding program of the Mega Unification Path seminar organized at the Nepal Army headquarters, he said the project would help the people unite against the state division and for the protection and conservation of national heritages. Nepal Communist Party spokesperson Naren Kaji Shrestha has said the former UML and Maoist had already become history and the party could no more be operated on a division. In his address to a press meet organized by the Press Organization Nepal in Baglung yesterday, spokesperson Shrestha said MCC's contribution would be a positive one as it was in the interest of the nation. Socialist Party Chair and former Deputy Prime Minister Upendra Yadav has said his party is struggling to materialize the dream of martyrs. Leader Yadav, who arrived in Lahan yesterday to attend a speaking at a program commemorating the 13th Madai Sacrifice Day at Martyrs Chowk in Lahan yesterday, he said martyrs' dream were yet to come true. On the occasion, he laid a wreath on the statues of the martyrs of Madai's movement, including Ramesh Mahato. Two reports were submitted to the National Assembly meeting yesterday. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Basanta Kumar Nembang, on behalf of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, submitted the National Human Rights Commission's annual report 2075-76 BS to the National Assembly. Similarly, President of Legislation Management Committee Parshuram Meghi Gurung tabled the committee's report relating to the federal, state and local level Bill 2075-BS in the meeting of the Upper House. Furthermore, proposal seeking a clause-wise deliberation on the Railway Bill 2076-BS in the Bill Management Committee has been unanimously approved. It was presented by Minister Nembang. Also, Minister for Home Affairs Rambahatu Thapa presented a proposal seeking clause-wise deliberation on the Palmer Convention against Transnational Organized Crime in the National Assembly, which was also approved unanimously. Earlier, the meeting of the National Assembly yesterday witnessed debate among the House members on Millennium Challenge Corporation and other contemporary issues. The next meeting of the National Assembly is scheduled for today at 1 p.m. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Patwari has said Lumbini area has played an important role to make Lumbini the birthplace of Gautam Buddha known to the world. At a discussion program on Lumbini development perspective in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Patwari stressed the need to establish Buddha circuit by linking various Buddhist shrines as Mayadevi Temple, Ramgram and Thillarakot. On the occasion, Vice Chair of Lumbini Development Trust, Bhikshu Maitya, shared information about the activities conducted so far for the development of Lumbini area. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gokul Prasad Baskota has expressed the view that the Press Council Nepal has been playing the role of facilitator, the court should give justice to those who have become victim due to news. Minister Baskota said so during the clause-wise discussion on Media Council Bill 2075 at the Legislation Management Committee of the National Assembly. The Communications Minister pointed out the need of settling the tough issues from the legal process to maintain relevance of journalism. The Investment Board Nepal and the Chinese company Power China have signed a Memorandum of Understanding in regard with the implementation of the Tamor Hydroelectricity Project, known as the Gem of the East. Board Chief Executive Officer Mahaprasad Adhikari, Hydroelectricity Investment and Development Company Limited's Chief Executive Officer Chabidas Pokhrel and Power China's Vice Chairman signed the MOU concerning the 756-megawatt reservoir BEST project. As per the understanding, the detailed project report following the signing and ceremony, both CEO Adhikari said it paved the way for the implementation of the project. The District Administration Office, Kathmandu, has granted permission to Metropolitan Police to arrest popular singer Astha Rath, who is alleged of using abusive language against the police institution. RAIN's Chief Senior Superintendent of Police Uttam Raj Subedi said the case under the indecent behaviour was filed against the singer and if she failed to present herself before the police, she would be arrested. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. U.S. Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said that major powers are fully committed to a peaceful resolution in Libya after a summit in Berlin. World leaders have pledged not to interfere in Libya's ongoing civil conflict and have vowed to uphold the UN arms embargo. The conflict pits powerful General Khalifa Haftar against the UN-backed Government of National Accord, GNA. But although both Libyan warning sides were present, they did not meet. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said the two sides were briefed and consulted by the other parties. Alongside Merkel, attendees included Russia's President Vladimir Putin, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, French President Emmanuel Macron and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The Duke of Sussex has said he's taking a leap of faith in stepping back from being a senior royal, saying there really was no other option. Speaking at an event on Sunday evening, Prince Harry said he and Meghan had hoped to continue serving the Queen but without public funding. Unfortunately, that was not possible, he said. It was his first speech since the couple said they wanted to stand down from being full-time working royals. But the prince said he wanted to make it clear he and Meghan were not walking away. He said the UK is my home and a place that I love that will never change. Earlier this month, Prince Harry and Meghan said they intended to step back as senior members of the royal family and work to become financially independent. Now to general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy in the western region and partly cloudy in the eastern and central regions, possibility of light to moderate snowfall at some places of the central and western high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 19.0 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 3.0 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the lines, once again. Communist Party Nepal decides to nominate Agni Prasad Sapkota for the post of House Speaker. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deoba says as MCC is the ever largest US assistance proposal for Nepal, it should not be allowed to go back. Silence period for National Assembly elections to start from midnight today, and world leaders please not to interfere in Libya's ongoing civil conflict. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.